This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I just wanted to give a quick birthday shout out to my youngest, Isabella, turns 8 today.
Very nice.
Happy birthday.
Did we do the donuts or cupcakes for our entire class when we were kids? I don't really remember that.
I don't know.
For sure. If they were maybe homemade.
I came out of pocket $50 getting 3 dozen donuts yesterday.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's pricey.
And then... We have soccer practice today. I'm going to have to do that again for soccer practice.
For the whole team?
We'll do a quick little celebration.
Orange slices. How about you do that bit?
I do that, actually, sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, what I do now is it's taken me a while as a coach, but I farm that out.
So there's
another parent who's in charge of snacks and drinks.
Yeah, it's got to be a snack list.
Because if there's ever a game for 8-year-olds or 7-year-olds, and there's no snack at the end, there's great disappointment.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's part of the deal.
I'm actually going to have a pregame meal before our first game. We have a game at 1 o'clock on Sunday. It's at the Soccerplex in Germantown. I figure a way to bond with the team, with parents. Pregame meal, Roy Rogers.
Oh, very nice.
Nice.
Now, not too close to the game.
It's voluntary. It's pretty close to the game, 12 o'clock. They're kids.
I mean, that's
it doesn't
true.
Really
They'll be
matter.
Fine. They'll be okay.
I don't think it matters that
what
much.
What time's the game?
1 o'clock.
Oh, an hour, a pregame meal an hour before. Wow.
What are you going to do?
It's aggressive.
Lunchtime.
It's aggressive.
You're going to make your kids starve and wait till like 2:30?
I mean, I just give them a little something light.
Give them a little snack. Give them a big breakfast.
They can choose to be light.
Ain't the greatest idea I've ever heard. You guys are going to be racing out of there to get to the field.
I don't know how many kids are actually going to come. It's voluntary.
Yeah.
I just know that's where I'm going to be for lunch.
Exactly. All right, can I tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment?
Can
I do that, Cakes?
That's
can
where
I entertain
we do it.
You? The entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW. Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Get your ass over there. Ask for my girl, Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out, BMWFairfax.com. I'm supposed to take my mom to Marshall's today.
Okay.
All right? Because my mom needs bras.
Nice. She needs brassieres.
Okay. Which is just like, and here's the thing. My mom at this point, okay, needs a walker, right?
Right,
She's Lynn Swan. Just Google that, okay?
Right.
She's up there.
Yeah.
She needs a walker. She's recovering from a broken hip of a couple months ago. And you might find this shocking. I don't have a lot of patience with this walker stuff. I can't. She walks so slow with it. I can't.
People with walkers generally, As a rule, they're going to be slow.
No, they're not speed racers.
She's just so slow with it. I can't even.
Well, she's recovering from a hip surgery.
I know.
And she's got a walker.
I don't have the patience for it. So I was thinking about it today.
Better.
She wants me to take her so she can get some brassieres.
And all panties?
Right. I hope not. Do I have to? It's first of all, I'd rather just wheel her up in there and just roll her in and let her figure it out. But I'm going to probably put her in a walker. We're going to walk up to it.
Yeah.
Do I have to stay with her?
Up to the point where she goes in and changes, you're good.
You don't need to go in. Changes. I don't even want to stand there while she's looking at. Like, I want to go in and let her go down the right side for the women's stuff.
Okay.
And I go down the left side
for the men's.
Yes.
Yeah. You need to sit there.
I can't. There is a 0.0% chance I'm going to stand there while she takes forever. To find a couple bras.
How can you stand with your mom when you need to go through the racks and see if Mizzen and Maine had like a complete misprint and sent a bunch of stuff to Marshalls?
Yeah.
What was that brand you just said?
It's just a random golf brand.
That was the Phil Mickelson brand.
Phil Mickelson endorses it.
Yeah.
I'm just going for a zing.
You got to be prepared to help her, I think.
I don't think I can.
And you got to be prepared for some of the worst questions.
What do you mean?
Do you think this will fit?
Oh, I'm not involved in that.
What's her bra size?
Yeah. That's something she'll do that part on her own.
Right.
You know what she should have done is just introduce her and do online shopping with her.
What I should have done is
introduce her to Amazon.
I should have let D do it.
Yeah.
But D does everything. And so it's like something I can do.
I'm just asking
a question. And you jumped at it because it was Marshall's.
Yeah, something I can do.
I don't know the answer to this.
But that's...
Are women even allowed to try bras on? Like at... A TJ Maxx?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, this is probably
a
fitting room.
Okay.
I think so. You're allowed to try shoes on.
Yeah, you can put shirts on.
You have to put a little sock.
Like, bra just seems more intimate.
Bra, maybe you just have to do it over a shirt. Maybe
do it on the outside.
That's a great question for women to call in.
Yeah, I don't know that answer.
Any chick, if there's one listening, if you go to a store and you're going to try on bras, do you just put it skin on?
I mean, I guess.
Whatever,
like if I go,
or do you have to do it over a t-shirt?
If I put like a golf shirt on, I'm trying it on skin on skin.
And my nipples are on it.
You have to try the bra on.
So you have to get naked. Like in the thing or whatever.
Yeah, otherwise you're not going to know if it fits.
And it's kind of gross then. Everybody's got all their like, what if there's breast milk?
I think that's why
breast
people wash it.
Huh?
They wash it usually when they get home.
Oh, when they get
a new
bra.
Victoria's Secret has dressing rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, take your mom there.
Yeah.
Get her something silky.
Yeah, get her the 5 for $25.
Yeah. This conversation is just going completely sideways.
I think it's 5 for $30 now. I think they bumped it up.
Oh, inflation?
I think inflation. I'll be honest. Yeah.
Eggs and panties, cakes.
I'm just going to get her into the store, and then it's just going to be on her.
Yeah, then she's on her own.
I mean, she shouldn't trip
over
anything.
Does she have a go-to brand? Like, maybe you can just do it online.
Go-to brand?
Well, I don't know.
Is that even a thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, sure. If somebody has a favorite bra type,
they just put anything on.
Reorder it.
Whatever fits. I don't know.
What is if she has
she didn't have a go-to nothing.
Like jockey?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I get the same underwear all the time.
My mother is the antithesis of, like, any of us in here. She doesn't care about brands. She'll wear anything.
She's
like,
brand ignorant.
She's agnostic.
No, what you do is when you go into the store, you find one of the workers and say,
Can you help my mom?
My mom's 88, or my mom's Lynn Swan.
Right.
Can you help her?
Yeah, but you understand, it's going to take forever to shuffle over to all the sections.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience.
I don't envy you.
Yeah.
You won't just drop her off and say, Mom, I'll be back in 90 minutes.
But I have to make sure she doesn't fall. I don't think anything would fall. I don't think you would trip in like a store. Right?
Shouldn't.
There's not going to be any like uneven sidewalks or anything like that.
No, it could be a wet spot.
Well, do you have a wheelchair?
Yeah, but that would require me pushing her through all
well,
the stuff.
Safer.
I think I'm really going to roll the dice.
Okay.
Let's go to Anna.
You're going to get a push-up bra?
Yeah. Let's go to Anna. This is the one that works at Nordstrom, right? Anna?
That's the one.
How are you?
Yes.
What's the story?
That's good. Okay. Take her into Nordstrom. Leave her in the wheelchair. An attendant will take care of her. You don't even have to see her until she's done shopping.
You guys do that all the time?
All the time. Every day.
I don't think you're getting that service at Marshall's.
That's quality customer service right there. Now, you're going to pay for it because the bras are going to be four times more expensive.
My mom's cheap. Be honest with you. My mother, she's a frugal person. She's not going to want some fancy bra.
Oh, that's okay. Just like right now, I walked past the lingerie department this morning where I was coming in.
Yeah.
And I see where they're having 60% discount.
Ooh, 60%.
Wow. That's pretty good. 60% off, pretty good.
Yes.
Right.
EB's not used to going to regular places. He jumped at this opportunity because it was a discount store.
I like this particular store. They have great golf stuff.
He doesn't have a twinkle for Nordstrom.
No, Nordstrom, it's not his thing.
No, but I would possibly do it. But so you're saying people will wheel in their mothers or whatever, and they'll say, can you help her?
Yes. On the elevator.
And I can go to the freaking food court or something?
Of course.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Just use the elevator. You get to and from.
Yeah, you're good.
The lingerie department is on the third floor.
Right.
It's good food court.
It's actually not a bad idea.
How about when women try on...
I have a movie theater there, too, EB.
When women... Yeah, go to a whole movie while she figures it out. When women get bras, you're allowed to just, like, go skin on... Like, you just put a freaking bra on? Like,
oh, yes, they try it on. The salesperson will measure, take her into a fitting room for a wheelchair, measure her, let her be comfortable, and then they try bras on.
And they probably bring her, like, a cup of coffee, too. Just high-level customer service.
The whole thing makes me want to vomit. Yeah.
You'll be doing it.
Oh, yes. Just tell them you know Miss Anna.
Miss Anna. All right, if I go to Nordstrom, I'll do that. All right, thank you. Which one are you at?
Montgomery Mall is close to your house.
Yeah, go-to, the OG.
All right. Thank you, Anna. You're always sweet. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What are the chances you go to Nordstrom's?
I might. I like the idea of just, you don't understand, the walker shuffle.
Mm.
I don't have the patience for it.
I
take her out of my front door instead of the garage.
Why can't your sister do it?
My sister's not around me. I mean, she could
have jobs.
They're all doing stuff, but I mean, she could do it. But my mom apparently needs a freaking bra. Like I don't know, it needs one or something. So it's kind of like she's been bugging me the last couple of days. Like she needs, I don't know, she needs a bra.
Your option could be, what kind do you use, and then just order it online.
I think bras. I think people like to try them on. It's like jeans.
Eric,
look, you're a guy. Guys don't care.
I know that Nordstrom is not your comfort zone, but the fact that you can just push her in there in the wheelchair and
let them handle it.
Somebody is going to take care of her.
Right.
And just do all the stuff that you clearly don't want to do.
Well, I'm not doing any of it.
That's the better
move. The choice is either.
He's upset about Nordstrom because, if he takes her to Marshall's, he will go through the racks. And he's not going to do that Nordstrom. Yeah. He doesn't know what to do with himself.
No.
That's the real
reason. Oh, I know what I would do. I'd go to the food court. I would eat.
Yeah.
Right. But you wouldn't shop because it's regular prices.
Oh, I don't pay full retail. I mean, do you pay full retail? If you pay full retail, you're dumb.
I don't really buy clothes.
I actually think you're just like a dumb person. Literally low IQ if you buy something that's not on sale, like clothes. That's for dumb people. Sorry.
I guess I'm dumb. I don't buy stuff on sale.
You don't really buy anything. You get all hooked.
Well,
golf them.
You go to golf them with your gift card.
You don't buy anything.
Yeah, but you see him like you see him when he dresses up. He's got nice, jackets and pants and shirts.
He dresses okay, but he if he's paying full retail.
Sometimes you just want what you want, and you don't care if it's full price because you like the brand or you like the cut or whatever it is.
Or you like the
style. Some people don't want to wear.
Women are like that. Not me.
Not you. You'll throw whatever on. I mean. If it has a brand on it, you'll wear it.
Possibly.
You just don't care. You're not into it.
No, I'm into sales. I get sized.
What I'm saying is you're not a dumb person if you like a certain cut or brand or way something makes you feel.
If you paid for something full price, I just think it's dumb. Find it somewhere where you can get it cheaper.
Why waste your time on finding something?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, what if I want a golf hoodie and only one place has it, and I like the material of it, and I like the color.
I was somewhere, and like the FootJoy rain jackets or whatever, like $220, I would never pay. Like, if you pay that, you're an idiot.
What, am I going to die with it?
It's true if you want to waste it, but I just think it's stupid. You could waste your money better. I like wasting money on food. Makes my,
no, you like
my,
wasting your money on
makes
everything.
Makes my tummy feel
Let's be real. You like wasting your money out on everything.
So what are you going to get at the food court if you go drop
your
mom off?
I haven't been to that food. You know what? Probably Cava.
Cava's going to be your
Cava. Hey, if I want a Sunday red shirt that Tiger wore.
You're a dumb person.
If I want the one that he wore at the 94 amateur, you know, the peach striped one.
Are they selling that Sunday red?
Yeah, they're selling
how
that
much?
Now.
How much?
I don't know. It's like $90, but it's never going to be on sale. But if I want that,
all right,
I'm going to buy that.
Got to pay. Okay. I know you bought TGL stuff.
Sure, money.
And I know you probably didn't
get a discount. I brought a Jupiter Lynx. you know, TJ Maxx doesn't have Jupiter Lynx gear.
Eric, right. why drink Buffalo Trace when you can drink some well whiskey?
Well, I think you could tell the difference.
Exactly.
You think you could tell the difference?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Between all clothes,
like Walmart clothes and Banana Republic, yeah.
Well, I would never. If I go to Banana Republic, I would buy it on sale. We're just not going to pay full price. I just refuse.
He's a discount shopper. This guy.
I just refuse.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. You know, it's too late. We got to take a break. Give us your best tease for the EP. We'll come back and we'll do that.
All right. Here's my best tease. Valdez and Dravy might be sized.
All that's right. The tease.
That's a good tease.
Yeah.
You have me intrigued.
Yeah, they might be sized.
So we'll do EB's entertainment page when we come back.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.